I'm gonna fuck my horse. I'm gonna take his load. I'm gonna suck on my horse's chode. I'm gonna fuck my horse. I'm gonna eat his load. We're gonna drive on the old town road. My life's like a movie. Horse cock and some boobies. All my horse's groupies. Send me all your nudies.
Wait, when...
I just fucked a horse.
Horse nudes?
I just fucked this horse. Now I am a corpse.
Oh, no.
Because I got split in half. Because I fucked a horse. I'm on a fire.
Welcome to Suicide Pact, everybody.
Can't tell me nothing.
Nope.
Welcome to Suicide Pact, another episode. We're here. We're queer.
Get used to it.
Get used to it. Draw yourself a bath. Open up a vein. Because it's suicide time.
Or, you know, do a more quaint suicide. Why not throw
quaint.
A little throw a little black and white TV into your bath? That's cute.
Oh.
Rather than slitting your wrist.
Well, why don't you take like an old ghetto blaster, plug it into the wall.
What's that?
Boombox.
Okay.
And play this podcast and then just hug it.
Well, do you have the equipment to hook up a device that'll go into a...
Do you have a black and white television in your house?
Yeah, but I don't need to play a podcast through a television. Like, I don't need to find, like, an aux cable that's gonna... You know what I'm saying? You can
no,
just plug...
I don't understand what you're
oh
saying.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm gonna kill you. We're gonna...
I'd like to see you try, bitch.
I could plug in a black and white television and throw it in the tub. It doesn't even have to fucking play, right?
My point is, if I could just,
okay,
if I could just finish,
okay.
Could I finish?
You know I'm
can
right,
I finish?
But go ahead. Yeah.
Do you own a black and white television?
Do you own a...
Thank you!
Do you own a ghetto blaster?
Thank you.
I didn't even know what that is.
Fine,
I think you made
not
that
a
up.
Ghetto blaster. Your Bose... Fucking
okay, well, now you just totally changed.
It doesn't matter. Anything that plays podcasts.
Oh,
I was just trying to be specific.
No. Oh, like a ghetto blaster?
Comedy exists in the specificity. Specificity.
And that's exactly what I was trying to do. Paint a cute picture with a little black and white television. But you had to shit all over me, right?
No, because you shit on me first.
No.
Let's check the tape.
No, I said, I said, or...
Right there, you
cute?
Heard it here first, folks.
I'm going to kill you for real.
Yeah,
gonna,
right. I like to
I'm
see you try your weak... You have weak
you.
Limbs.
No, I could kill you.
I'm going to fold you in half backwards and
I
shove
you
in a
pipe. I watch Forensic
pipe.
Files every day. I know how to kill you.
Oh, you don't think I watch Forensic Files to keep up?
You could
snip off all your fingertips.
You
pull your teeth out.
You could put arsenic in... I don't know. I have to... Look it up again, but you can put arsenic in shit, and then there's a certain type of food that, like, it makes it undetectable when
you have
do
to
an,
cook first. If you cook me a meal, I'll be like, this bitch is trying to kill me. Get this the fuck away from me. I'll throw it at the wall.
I can...
And I would say, clean it up and make another one without arsenic. Oh, raw spaghetti? Thanks. Raw spaghetti with arsenic drizzled all over the top of it.
No, I would get takeout so you wouldn't be suspicious. And then when the guy came to the door, I'd be like, thank you. And then walk straight to the bathroom for a while.
With oh,
the
with
food.
The food?
Yeah. Be like,
because that's the only other room in the apartment.
Just a minute.
Then I'd finally get TV credit. I'd be on your favorite show in the world, Forensic Files.
Ooh, that would be good. I would love that. I'd love watching myself on Forensic Files. Like, did I do it? Yes. Do you think they let people watch their Forensic Files episode from jail?
Yeah.
He's like, yo, Bruce, your episode's on tonight.
Oh, it's nothing.
No, I didn't really.
I just stabbed my wife on the face.
It's not good like Todd's. Todd's was better. He killed his whole family on a boat.
He drove his kids into a lake. We get it. He's creative.
Good for Todd.
People are always driving their kids into the lake.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
They're like, I've had enough.
They're
like getting into a fight in the back seat over some like action figure, and then the mom just steps on the gas and drives into Lake Michigan.
That did happen last year, I think, in California.
It happens all the time.
A family, they've like figured out somehow that the mom purposely drove off a cliff into the ocean in California with all the kids in the van.
They were just arguing in the back seat.
That's my number one fear for having kids. I'll snap and drive them into a lake.
Yeah, mine's spiders.
For having kids.
Yeah, what if they're made of spiders?
What if they turn out to be spiders? What if they,
oh, man. If you got pregnant and you were just on the operating table.
I don't think.
The, and
I don't
then you're
know.
Just, you know, doing your Lamaze breathing and I'm holding your hand.
You
and
got
I'm
a like, cigar. And
you
a...
got this, babe. Yeah. And then you just queefed out a billion spiders. And then they just attacked all the orderlies. That's my biggest fear.
Ooh, should we write a horror screenplay?
Spider baby.
Spider queefs.
Spider queefs. No, that's our metal band.
That's a deadly snatch.
That's our all-female metal band.
Spider queefs? Spider I love queefs that.
That we manage.
Okay, but I don't want to be in it. I'll play the maracas.
You can't.
Why?
You just can't. You're just not what we're looking for.
Hey, I could be a spider queef. Ian.
I'm sorry.
I'm genuinely upset. You know what I always thought would be really funny? If you go into a strip club and you see a sign that says, as seen on Forensic Files.
Didn't we write that into something?
Into your pilot, your cartoon.
Yeah. What was the name of the strip club in that?
Titters.
Titters, oh yeah.
That was
as
great.
Seen on Forensic Files. Everybody, give me my cartoon on the air.
Yeah, it was really good.
Maybe someday.
Yeah.
When this podcast explodes.
Oh, yeah.
If we could just get over that hump, if we could just get
what's
a little
hump?
Bit of notoriety.
Money.
We could take all of our ideas.
Send us gold.
Put it in a big binder. Mm-hmm. Slap it down in front of the president of showbiz and be like, we got all kinds
who's
of
stuff.
Who's
the president of showbiz? Tyler Perry, right?
Ryan Seacrest.
I think Tyler Perry.
President of Black Showbiz.
Okay.
It's different.
And Ryan Seacrest is the president of White Showbiz?
Well, White Showbiz is just showbiz. It's like Twitter and Black Twitter.
That's not fair.
I know, it's not.
But you don't make the rules.
I don't make the rules. I just support them wholeheartedly.
I do think we have... Would you star in a Tyler Perry movie if he asked you?
Hell yeah. I mean, right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I have no dignity, if I was like somebody, you know, mm-hmm. if I had a special out and I had like mm-hmm. carved out a path for myself,
yeah.
I don't know if I would go backwards and like, sell out.
Like Larry the Cable Guy?
Yeah.
Which one was he in?
Family Reunion.
He was
we have seen most of them.
The Madea movies are fun.
The best one. What do you think?
Whichever one where she bulldozes a grocery store and she
goes to jail. Goes to jail. Madea goes to jail is the best Madea
film. I'm glad we agree. Because she goes to jail for about an hour after she steals a bulldozer and tries to murder everyone.
Damn, I forgot. This was the beginning of our relationship when we would just watch all these Madea movies. They're so great.
They are.
Because for so many reasons. Reason number one,
yeah.
She doesn't write anything for her character. She rambles. She. I'm so used to like the current culture or whatever. I don't want to like dead name
you
somebody or whatever it's called.
Madea or Tyler Perry or he is writing. Well,
whatever.
He's clearly Tyler, right? Not writing for Madea. But you get so lost in that character that it really is like she's
well, he is like... Isn't he gay? He's gay, right?
I don't know.
It seems like the reason he makes these movies is because this is, you know, he wants to dress up like a woman. Don't you think?
I don't want to presuppose that every gay man
oh,
wants to
boy.
Dress up like a
no,
woman.
No, 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 no. I'm not saying, that's not what I was saying.
I'm sorry.
I'm saying like specifically him.
Maybe. I don't know anything about him as a person. I read his Wikipedia page once and it was like.
He's not out. I don't think
yeah.
he's out.
But you think he just.
I think it's pretty well known that he's gay.
I don't.
It's like
but
Tom
I,
Cruise or
the way
whatever.
The way I saw it is more like an idolizing of like Eddie Murphy and the clumps
oh,
kind of thing. And he just trying to be that but failing so spectacularly.
You're right. You know what? You're right because he does play.
He plays like a.
Madea's brother.
Yeah, who fucks her or something. They've got a weird relationship.
Remember that one? Remember
he
that
like
one?
Sees her boobs a lot and he's like, ugh.
Remember that one, Madea, where. It was like the 12th movie or something. And the brother just like looks at one of the other characters and goes, I got to tell you something. That's a dude.
Oh, yeah. They break the fourth wall. Yeah. Holy shit, I forgot about that. One, I think it was Boo. Medea's Boo.
Mm. Ooh, classic.
He takes somebody aside and says, "That's a dude."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Medea, referring to Medea. So he's either breaking the fourth wall or in that universe, Medea is just a man dressed as a woman.
But Medea has had the top surgery because she has huge tits.
Right. Have we seen them, though?
She whips them out in Boo. to, like, because she wants to get into a party. And so she scares the like, frat guy at the front door of the party by whipping her tits out. And he's but like, ah!
But you, okay. You can get those, like, plastic, rubbery...
Yeah, but that one...
If you flash them real quick, you could scare a frat bro.
Maybe. But I feel like there's all kinds of references to her being like a whore. Like she's a slut.
But she could be...
That character is an enigma.
It's really fascinating. I wonder if there's like a Reddit page really diving into conspiracy theory.
Yeah, like a wiki, like a Medea wiki.
Yeah. I'm in.
Dude, I'll look that up.
They are fascinating.
But what's great about those movies is she doesn't have any written dialogue, so it's just rambling.
And it doesn't make sense.
Because Tyler Perry just thinks he's hilarious.
Right.
So there will be long chunks of time where it's just nothing. Nothing is it's not driving the plot forward. There's no real jokes. It's just kind of rambling to fill time.
Do you remember, I forget which movie it was, but they play bloopers at the end?
Yeah. And no, it's they just, all do. Most of them do.
It's just him saying insane shit over and over and over again as Medea and the rest of the cast just standing around like...
kind of nodding out.
Just waiting. And it's just nonsense. None of it's funny. None of it makes sense. It's very sad. This is like, how did he become the richest man in Hollywood?
Well, he started making plays that everybody hated. They were universally panned. Right. But he kept cranking them out. Well,
you look at that? What an inspiration.
It's kind of true. I mean, you see this happen a lot in comedy where it's like, well, that person is, you can't deny that person is putting shit out every single day.
Right.
And if you just stay with it. Eventually, you're gonna create this audience for yourself.
Wow. That's inspiring, actually.
We're going to start putting out a podcast every 45 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to beat Joe Rogan. Every 45 minutes, we have a new podcast. It's just us fighting and farting.
I mean, Joe Rogan's a perfect example. You know? I think he's kind of honed his craft at this point. But, I mean, three-hour podcast every fucking day of the week?
I mean, his contribution to the podcast is nothing to write home about. And I know people won't appreciate me saying this. Some people won't, but it's the guests that do.
Yeah,
heavy
he'll have
lifting,
like a.
Don't you think?
Well, he can definitely keep a conversation. Yeah, going.
But still not as well as. Well, as I don't. Who? I don't want to get into this.
As who? Like
I really. I don't like. I don't love Pete Holmes's comedy, but I like Pete Holmes as a conversationalist.
Pete Holmes.
You made it weird.
Pete Holmes for me is. It's just the. The sweet, giggly, like upbeat personality makes me want to find him and just,
you know,
bend him in half backwards and put him in a pipe.
Oh, me and Pete Holmes dead together forever. Wow, that would really up the ratings on my Forensic Files episode if I was found in a pipe with televisions, HBO's Pete Holmes. Mm-hmm. Wow, that would be cool.
Pete Holmes and girl found in pipe.
And the whole episode
Star
is about
crashing and other corpse
and body. No, I think I know how you feel about Pete Holmes, and you're correct. And I don't know why. Every once in a while, somebody like that kind of charms me. He doesn't. He is annoying, and he's too much because he loves himself. But I have found this is similar. I think I because I'm such like a cynical cunt. I didn't expect myself to feel this way, but I'm really into Zooey Deschanel lately.
Oh, Zooey Deschanel rules.
But she's that kind of person with aren't I delightful?
Sure, but I can take that shit. Like I can see why that's appealing. I'm just talking about in an interviewer.
Yeah.
Like a giggling, like just howling, laughing at nothing and like...
Well, laughing at himself.
Yeah, yeah. Interrupting. Put that on a t-shirt. Shut the fuck up.
Let's not pan every other podcast.
No, I like P. Holmes. I genuinely do.
No, I agree with
listen,
everything
you're saying. Listen, this podcast is about negativity.
Yeah, that's true.
It says spreading, it right in the bio.
Spreading negativity through
podcasting.
Your earbuds.
There's too much positivity in the world. Lily Singh.
Yeah, never heard of him.
She, YouTube celebrity who has such hilarious videos as what if Fortnite were dating apps?
But what if?
Parentheses comedy skit. She's great. Just great. You gotta check her out.
Wait, you said spreading positivity? Is that her message?
She's, she's got this new late night show. She's taking over Carson Daly's show. And I saw a commercial for, not a commercial, like a promo for it on another show. And she was talking about her message, what she wants to do with her act, you know, besides like top five that faces when you see your crush or whatever.
Hmm. If you're an adult and you're talking about your crush, get your shit together.
Yeah.
And make them your husband, ladies. Stop fucking around. You're almost 30.
But she wants to spread positivity on her new show through comedy. And you see a lot of that these days. A lot of positive people out there. And we just want to be the counterbalance, you know?
Yeah, I do. I think that's great. I respect if that's what you like and you want some positivity. But if you feel like you got too much, you want to come to us?
Pull up a seat, you bitch. You fucking loser.
We'll set you straight, idiot.
I like the new trend of motivational speakers that swear.
Oh, they're cool.
Yeah, like Gary Vee and Tony Robbins. They're like, you can do it, you fucking shit. You just got to hustle, you slimy cunt.
Tony Robbins.
I could do it. Just march around on stage, say stuff like that, jump on a tiny trampoline. Hey, listen to me, you bitch. You can get out there and do anything you fucking shit well, please.
You should do that. You'd be great at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony Robbins is a monster. He's not a human being. He's got sharp little teeth and shark eyes.
He's got that thing where it's okay to go to the gym and work out and get into shape, mm-hmm. you know? But there's definitely an addiction level where you start to look like a monster.
Well, he's definitely taken some supplements, don't you think? His voice is, it's off. It's like in a non-human way. It's like...
Yeah, I was watching Sopranos, and he was
beastly.
One of the characters was watching him on TV, during that time period, and he was like a svelte,
right,
handsome dude, and now he looks like Grimace.
I'm just like these people. Like, I don't really know Gary Vee, but Tony Robbins and this new one, Brené Brown. I don't appreciate that people like this are making millions telling people how to improve their lives when they're just some person.
Yeah.
The reason they're successful and the reason they're rich is because they've been going around telling people how to live their...
Yeah, the only thing you're an expert on is how to do this specific thing. This right. Public speaking to losers.
Right. If Beyonce was out here making these videos, that would make sense because her life is amazing. And if she's like, here's how you do what I did, obviously it's impossible. But these bumpkins... from nowhere, their snake oil salesmen are just convincing everybody to love themselves, and I won't stand for it.
Yeah. Be positive. Fuck off.
No, I don't feel like it.
I also like the way they speak to you. You don't know who Gary Vee is?
No.
He's like, you would recognize him, I think. He's like, I think he's bald, and his whole thing is about being an entrepreneur, and he knows all kinds of entrepreneurs. I don't know exactly what he has done.
That's the thing. It's always so vague.
Yeah. And he's the one that swears the most. He's like, you get the fuck out there and you fucking hustle. He doesn't say anything. It's all about like speaking passionately, speaking confidently, swearing, and you know, telling people, like inflating people's egos.
Wow.
It's crazy. But what were we saying about
Done anything. That's what I was saying. Gary Vee. Oh, entrepreneurship? Was there anything more to that? Like, he wants you to start a business?
Yeah.
That's how you improve
life? Yeah, it's always like, you just got to hustle. You got to hit the ground running. You got to get out there. It's like, and do what?
Tell me
specifics. How do I set up an LLC? Yeah, you know, that would help me. Yeah. How do I do my taxes?
Love yourself. That's how. Look in the mirror and say, I am worth it. That's how you start an LLC.
You can do it.
Fuck you. Tell me how to start. Tell me how to become rich by eating nerd's rope in my bed.
Everything in the world, this is what I've realized, is success is just confidence. It's
100%.
That's what fucking stand-up comedy is, which is so depressing to me, which I think 5 years in is what I've truly come to understand, is that if you're able to stand up on stage and kind of like cross your arms and lean back and kind of look down your nose at somebody or just like march around,
yeah,
you can get as many laughs as you could speaking in your regular tone of voice and saying an incredible joke.
It makes sense, though. I mean, as depressing as it feels to face that reality, it makes sense. Like, the audience wants to feel comfortable in your presence, mm-hmm. and that is like half the job, or more than half the job. And then I really don't think most of the time that audiences are actually listening. You know
no,
what I
you're
mean?
Right. Yeah.
They're hearing cadence and like pauses, and then they're like, oh, I think that's the joke. And then they know when to laugh. And it's just...
It's not really their fault either, because if they show up and they're a little liquored up and they're ready for a show and they're, you know, excited and like susceptible to a fun night out.
Right. Yeah.
They should get that.
Of course.
Under any circumstances, you know?
Yeah.
They don't have to... Sometimes you elevate stand up comedy and think it's more than it is, when really it's about making the audience laugh. It's not necessarily about crafting the perfect act. Maybe in some cases it is for like a competition or a late night set or something, even though, I mean, come on. Late night stinks.
Truly, what a stupid medium. Stand-up comedy. I mean, sometimes if you really introspective and think about it, holy shit.
I think everybody realizes that around 10 years in, and they're like, I got to get this screenplay off the ground.
And that's why I got to call my ex-fiance, see if that's still a thing. I don't even think it's wrong that, like, I think for the most part, the people who are like, succeeding, not actually succeeding like how they dreamed they would, but like succeeding in stand-up comedy, are those confident people at Yuck Yucks in Indiana who are just like, all right, three shows a night, just confident speaking to an audience, confident public speakers with like a silly fine act. That's like, that's how you make it work. I don't know.
I mean, like, the really talented people, the people that are can write beautifully, usually die in some kind of mild obscurity, you know?
Yeah. Greg Giraldo.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah. Greg Giraldo.
He wouldn't have, though. I don't think. It's not like he was unknown and never, it's not, and people discovered him later. I think he was working his way up. He just had an untimely death.
Yeah, and he was also fine. He was on TV. He had a couple of specials.
That's
out.
What I'm saying. He was doing well.
But he was always upset about where he was.
Right, yeah.
But you're always going to be forever, I think.
Yeah. Never have expectations. That's, if I were a motivational speaker, my first rule is don't set goals. Don't have expectations.
Chances are you're not going to do shit.
And you'll be disappointed no matter what. If you have very specific goals, it's going to be very...
Oh, yeah. That is, you know, you watch people, we've watched people who are just like, and then I'm going to have this,
I'm going to have this. How many Central half hour by this year?
And then I'll have my Emmy 2 years after that, and then my daytime talk show, and it's like...
And then your world crumbles when it doesn't happen.
Yeah, watch those people spiral into depression.
Truly, I mean, I have been the happiest by letting go of goals, and when I don't have any expectations, I'm like, oh, sick. I got a spot at a club.
Yeah,
exactly.
I didn't
expect that. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's great. Low expectations, my friends.
Low, well.
What?
If you say your expectations too low, which is something I think I do, then you don't even try.
Yeah.
You just like, well, if I ask to do that, they're just going to say no.
Because I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Medium expectations, my friends.
But not you, listener. You suck.
Yeah.
This is a podcast about negativity. If you look in the mirror and you see a loser,
That's it.
Who knows you better than you? You're probably correct.
Right.
You know?
Don't let anybody tell you you're not a loser.
You can do it, you fucking shit, you cunt. Get out there and start a fucking shit-ass business.
It'll crumble.
Oh, man, I can't wait to show you Gary V videos after this.
Gary V, like, does he just go by his last initial, or is it like V-E-E?
It's just V, the letter V, I think.
That's stupid.
Yeah, he's a bummer. It's all narcissism.
Right, I mean, these people...
Imagine believing in yourself so much. Believing that you have the answers.
I don't think any of these people actually believe it. They're preying on weakness. Which is very, very interesting that Brené Brown talks about vulnerability, because that's what she's doing. Anybody who would go to a seminar for like a motivational speaker is being like duped a little bit, don't you think? And she's preying on their vulnerability.
Yeah.
And she's telling them to be strong. I don't know. Not that that's a bad message. It's just like, I don't know how to explain why it's so gross to me that people.
Why do you?
It's like culty too.
Yeah.
People just want to have all the answers and have somebody tell them, here's how you live your life.
Yeah. Yeah, and it all comes down to, oh, well, this person's, their shoulders are back, and they're, you know, yeah, they just got a fresh haircut. They know it's some weird chimpanzee
shit.
They're
shiny, yeah.
It's why we worship movie stars.
Right.
You see George Clooney, and you're like, that guy's got all the answers. Look at his jawline.
Right, yeah.
He knows what's up.
Yeah. He's never...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hit a drifter with his car driving home from the
George
bar.
George Clooney anymore. You have to say
Amal Clooney's husband.
Yeah, you have to say George Clooney's wife's husband.
It's a full circle.
Yeah. Speaking of Tyler Perry, have you seen this trailer for this movie, LaQuisha? No. Is it LaQuisha?
It's LaQuisha.
That's Tyler Perry, right? Tyler Perry production.
No.
Tyler Perry. I love how Tyler Perry's like. Tyler Perry presents a Tyler Perry Christmas with Madea, played by Tyler Perry.
By Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry, and everyone's shirt says Tyler Perry, yeah. And they're really all Tyler Perry tattoos. This is not a Tyler Perry.
I'm pretty
production.
Sure it was.
Are you serious? No, it's not. I can't tell. Okay, you're fucking with me. I was like, Ian.
What's it called?
LaQuisha.
LaQuisha.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know. I don't know how to describe this film.
Everybody go watch the trailer. The movie is about a straight white man who can't get a job as a radio DJ because of the current climate. So he pretends to be a black woman and he does the most offensive voice of all time. Catherine, you do it.
I can't. I truly can't.
Just
it's
do
not,
it. Just
no.
do it.
No, I
just
really...
do it for our listeners so they understand. It's not.
I don't.
Just
I'm,
do it.
Stop. I'm trying to remember what he says.
I'll do it.
It's like, mm-hmm, ain't that some shit? It's so bad. He's not even trying.
I'll do it.
Go ahead.
Oh, hera. Oh, this
no,
is LaQuisha.
Stop.
I mean, it's bad.
It's
you
so
guys.
Bad. It's very offensive. But but also. Not good. Like, the thing is supposed to be he becomes mega famous as a black woman radio star, but he doesn't sound like a black woman
at all. He doesn't change the pitch of his voice.
He just sounds like a white dude, kind of speaking.
No, he's doing, like, the fucking full, like, Ebonics, like, mm-mm, girl,
oh,
like
yeah.
that shit.
Oh, it's so upsetting.
Well, it's not going to be good because any actor... who wants to have a career in any capacity would not make this film.
Anybody thinking who made that movie. There are black people in that movie. That's I'm always just like, what were you? Why? Why
yeah.
would you guys do this?
Are you guys okay?
Yeah,
are you being held hostage?
Are you kidnapped? This is crazy. Also, doesn't LaQuisha sound like the most white person made up a black
name? Well,
I think that's the point
because
yeah,
he's making up the character.
Right. Is this some kind of social commentary? Like, they're trolling us? Like, it's supposed to be bad and it's supposed to teach us a lesson somehow?
No, the trailer takes itself so seriously. It's, like, got heart. You know what I mean? Like, it turns out that we're all just human and we should stop discriminating against white men. It's crazy.
That's insane.
I really want to go see it, but I feel like we would get shot walking in.
Yeah, it's not. It feels like a trap.
Deservedly shot. Yeah, it's a trap.
It really does. Like, how to, I'm just like, what if this is like a reverse, what's his name? Jordan Peele. Like, Jordan Peele made this as like a,
oh, yeah.
Some kind of,
I mean, that would be brilliant.
Sociological project to see who goes to see it. That would be. Maybe it is. It does feel like there's got to be more to it. Even complaining about it, I'm like, this seems too easy, right? Like, people getting mad on Twitter and stuff. I'm like, this feels,
well, I think there's
too
an,
obvious.
There's an element of, we're going to make a movie that shouldn't. This is me speaking as the director and the producer or whatever.
Hello, director.
We're making a movie that shouldn't offend people, but it will, and that's going to give us a bump in.
It shouldn't offend people.
According to them, I don't think. I think they're just like, we're making social commentary about how white men are being discriminated against, and we should be able to put this movie out there without there being a backlash. But there will be a backlash, and we will ride the wave all the way to the bank.
Right.
I don't think anybody's going to see it, though.
This is the way to get attention now, right? Like, nobody else. If you're making like a mid-level, like low production, just whatever film, you might as well do something like that, because otherwise nobody's going to notice it. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying maybe that's what their thought process was.
So you're saying that's what we need to do. We need to paint you brown.
Mm-hmm.
And
we'll do like a Gandhi thing. Like a remake of Gandhi starring me, a white woman.
Yeah. White women can do anything.
Yeah. Don't tell me I can't.
No, you should play Rosa Parks.
Okay.
And I'll play Dr. Martin Luther King.
Okay, good.
And we'll show them how it's done.
Right. And talk about all of the mistakes they made and how it could have been done better.
Yeah, it's about how Martin Luther King was a philanderer.
Oh, my God. We'll start a GoFundMe for it. It's a work in progress. I wanted to talk about something that I'm now passionate about. You've turned me... Ian, I wish you would.
What?
Not right into the microphone, what? You know, sometimes I feel like you do it on purpose just to drive
say
me,
it's what
drive
you're gonna
me
say.
Up a wall. No, I want to complain about you for 5 more seconds. Okay, I'm done. You've turned me into something I never wanted to be, which is a Game of Thrones fan.
And well, skipped fucking 7 seasons and you just jumped back in.
Okay, I watched a season and a half, and then I stopped watching for about 5 years. But everyone, this became such a cultural phenomenon that I didn't want to miss out. So I'm now watching the final season, and I've seen every episode. I watch it every week. And I am truly appalled by the immensity.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The carelessness of the spoilers people are just throwing around on the internet.
Yeah, it's awful.
Willy-nilly. It's so cruel. It is the modern day equivalent of just walking up to somebody with a little penknife and stabbing them in the eye.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's exactly like that.
You should be arrested. You should be sent to jail.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be
literally
it's yeah.
Anal rape.
It's the same.
It's the thing. Same.
It's
thing.
Like if you took a lit cigarette and put it on a baby's face and held it there.
Yeah. It's like
for a day.
It's like if you took a bag of puppies and dunked it into a river.
Dunked
it into a river.
Dunked.
Like
you didn't kill them. It's not that bad.
Well, like a tea
it.
Bag. You let them live, but their brains, brains have been robbed of oxygen and they blink one eye at a time.
You let the river steep with puppy juice.
Yeah, it's exactly like writing Who Died on Game of Thrones on Facebook.
Can we all agree on some sort of goddamn etiquette? Like a time limit or like a alert, spoilers ahead, and then you put it so far down that you have to click see more.
The righteous indignation of like, right, you go online, you write your dumb fucking joke. That's what it is. It's all narcissism. So it's like, I gotta fire this joke
this
off.
This hot
it
take.
Is, this hot take. It is so good. Mm. It's about how I'm mad. About how, oh, this is bullshit, how this person died. I gotta write this. It's gotta get out there. And then the righteous indignation when somebody goes, hey, fuck you, why'd you do that? Oh, get off the internet.
Maybe
then.
Get off the internet.
Why don't you get the fuck off the internet if you don't want spoilers? It's like,
there's so many other
I can't
things
get on my
to
computer
do.
Because you're, you gotta he, say this? Right? Game of Thrones, more like Game of...
Game of So-and-So dies. Why
yeah.
would you do that?
That was necessary.
I don't, and I, it was like 12 hours after the episode. 12. And people are just like, here's why I'm upset about this person dying. It's like, God damn it.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
There's only one episode left, people, please.
There's, okay, we're... In this country right now, the genders hate each other. We're on the brink of a race war. we're at war with Venezuela now, I think, for some reason. We all want each other dead.
We call Venezuela fat.
Yeah. We're all in tiny little factions, little groups, and we hate other groups. And the only thing we have is
Game
dragons. It's all we have. So please don't spoil the show.
These are clap emojis. Can you hear them, folks?
Yes.
Clap emojis. That means business.
Mm-hmm.
That is serious. Please don't do this to us. If we live in a society, we have to support each other or it'll collapse.
Somebody,
don't go around spoiling.
One of the, this is a spoiler. I'm wait, saying right now, this is now. A spoiler. From 3 episodes ago, though.
So give yourself a minute and skip ahead 20 seconds. Okay.
I couldn't watch the episode because I had to go to work and I had to go to bed and I was going to watch it the next day. And somebody had like live tweeted the episode and was upset that the main woman of color character had died. So this person was doing this like woke virtue signaling bullshit that couldn't wait just a lit like a week maybe so that some of us could catch up. Like as soon as it happened, had to fire off this angry tweet. You don't give a fuck. Also, the tweet isn't gonna solve racism. Also
there's only so many characters left. There's like we're on the final season.
Yeah this is the third to last episode.
Everyone's been killed.
She survived this long.
It's not like a horror movie where it's the first 5 minutes and you're like, oh my god, that character didn't even like get a chance to develop at all.
Right.
We're at the end here. What do you want?
Yeah, everybody's gonna
it's
die.
It's over.
Oh man, that pissed me off so much. And then it just fucked it for that entire episode because that was the ending. That was the big reveal of that episode.
God,
so the whole time you're watching it, you're just like, well, that person's gonna die.
It is like a punch in the gut.
Yeah.
With a Freddy Krueger glove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like it's like taking a screwdriver and shoving it in your pee hole.
Yeah. Why would you do that to somebody?
Yeah, why would you do it to yourself? Yeah. I don't care if it feels good. You're going to get infected. That's what the doctor said.
Yeah.
And now your pee just comes out like one giant blob.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think yours does that. You pee real fast. It just sounds like you're pouring out a bucket really quick.
I got
quick.
A huge pee hole.
You do.
I got a horse.
That's what I love about you, babe. Ian's huge pee hole.
Mm-hmm. Some women like a big meaty cock. Other ones just like...
Just a big pee hole.
To come out like a water balloon, like a big glob.
I can put my ear to it and I can hear the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I can go...
Yeah, you can blow over the top of it and it'll go... If I put it out a car window, it makes that noise. I can suck water up through it like an elephant's trunk. And I go...
It sprays everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, Ian's pee hole.
That's the new name of this podcast.
Yeah.
Ian's pee hole. Maybe I'll make that my webpage. My webpage is already cumsock.biz.
Cumsock.biz.
I made it that, and then I realized that nobody's ever going to click on that.
No, it's on your Instagram. Of course they're going to think that's
something
insane.
I love that it's a business. A guy, oh my God,
that
ever tell
EDU,
you this?
What?
There's all these like phone scammer guys who will go into like domain name places that sell domain names or whatever and find out who bought what domain name.
Oh my God.
And this like Indian dude called me and he was like trying to set up a, he wanted to set up a store for my business, on an online store for my business.
Do his voice, do what he sounded like. What, how did he sound?
Oh, how raw.
Okay.
Doesn't a Raquisha?
No. Every time I tease it, I ask for it, and then I recoil.
Yeah, you don't know what you want.
No. So what did he say?
So he, I had been getting these phone calls for a while, and they've been pissing me off. So finally, I was just like, yeah, help me set. Can you repeat back the name of my webpage for me? And he's like, he's saying it. I was like, you know what we sell, right? We sell cum socks. And I'm like. On my webpage, and he was like, he was laughing. He goes, yeah, I don't care what you sell.
Oh, just
want your
you.
Money. And I was like, ah, you're cool. All right. But fuck off. Don't call me anymore.
But now we're friends. He's best man at my wedding. Great guy.
We should start watching Tyler Perry movies again, though.
Should we? Have
did
we not?
See, did we get, go see any in the theater?
No, we were going to see
Boo. We were going to go see Boo, too,
at
the Magic Johnson.
But we didn't. We've never seen them in theaters. You know why? We've thought about it, and then we're like, we always watch it at home because then we have the option to turn it off if we want. If we pay and sit down in a theater, we're going to have to watch a whole Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah. Well, we've watched many all the way through.
No, we've watched all of them all the way through, but there's always...
Not
I
all of
like
them.
The, it's impossible. The option of turning it off when I want.
Dude, can we get in the Guinness Book of World Records for watching... The most Tyler Perry movies in a row.
It's just every single one once. No one's ever done it.
Yeah.
We've seen them all.
And all the plays. All the plays.
Oh, my God.
You can watch the plays on
YouTube?
iTunes. Remember?
Oh, you can buy them? You can rent them? Believably.
But Tyler Perry Goes to Jail is the best one
because... It's Madea Goes to Jail.
Tyler Perry presents
Madea
goes
to Jail.
To Tyler Perry's...
A Tyler Perry production.
Yeah.
Why is it the best one?
For so many reasons. First of all, it's this insane melodrama.
Oh my God, I forgot.
About like a woman who was like...
Raped.
Raped. And this guy that watched it happen and he did nothing about it. And it's haunted him his entire life.
It's always...
And they meet up and they have to like relive it. And then it just cuts to... Tyler Perry in a car, like, farting with himself, you know, like,
she has
dressed as an old man.
Madea has nothing to do with these people.
Right. It's too... So it'll be, like, this melodrama, and then it'll cut to the Tyler Perry... Or the Madea story.
Yeah.
And you're watching it for an hour and a half, and you realize they have not met. And none of the characters have overlapped. It's just two parallel stories.
It's just a happening. He just got bored of the goofs and he wanted to go to a darker place and then he went back and forth.
Yeah.
It's insane.
And then they meet for 15 minutes in the middle of the movie.
In jail. Right?
And then they immediately both get out.
She stole a bulldozer.
Did she? She didn't steal a bulldozer. Did she
it was
steal
a
bulldozer?
Crane or something. It was some kind of
Somebody
machinery.
Took her parking spot. So she was like.
She was mad.
She was like, oh, hell no.
I'm going to burn down this grocery store with all these innocent
people
in
it. And it'll be a silly, fun time. Family film.
Oh, my God.
But remember that scene when she's in the parking lot and it's an aerial shot of her car and she's trying to find a parking space and it's just like a 12-minute shot of a car driving around a parking lot? That was so funny to me because nothing happens for so long. They're just so poorly made. And he's what he owns. Doesn't he own the state of Alabama?
Tyler Perry. He is the richest man in Hollywood. He's a billionaire.
Is it Alabama where he's from?
Atlanta. He might
Georgia.
Be from Georgia. I
he
don't
owns
know.
Atlanta.
He owns Atlanta.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry is a true camp artist, right? Did anybody dress as Madea at the Met Gala?
Oh, that'd be great.
That's camp, right? Everyone failed. There was only one answer, and it's to dress as Madea at the Met Gala.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
Does anybody talk like that? He's
no.
not even doing... He just made
it's
that up.
It's not like a Southern accent.
No. Hello.
That was a big... That's a big thing in when you watch him rambling, he will just... If he hasn't hit a joke in a while, he'll just say a word wrong.
Oh, right. Like, yeah.
That's a bit.
You're one of the... I don't know why I'm doing a Southern... He's like casually racist too. Like he like makes fun of Chinese people.
Yeah.
You're one of those Orientals or something.
Yeah, one of those Ching Chongs.
Yeah, you're like, what?
Whoa!
Madea!
Madea! Madea's boo was pretty good.
It was scary.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Scary good.
Scary good. Scary how funny that fella is.
You know what I was thinking?
Oprah should have to answer for his crimes, you know?
Oprah?
She started all this shit.
Oh, really? I've just genuinely thought that you thought that Oprah was just the queen of black people. And she
well, Oprah, did you know that Oprah is a Tyler Perry character? Did you know that?
Now I know.
Tyler Perry's Oprah. Think about it. Have you ever seen them at the same place at the same time?
No, I haven't. Actually, yes, the Oscars. For Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. Mm.
also a Tyler Perry character.
Well, he did produce that movie.
Tyler Perry is, what's her name?
Say that in pig Latin. When Sean, my friend Sean, we got hired at the same time, they made all the new hires write like a fun fact about themselves in the like company newsletter email with a little picture, and I was like, I do comedy or something, and Sean wrote, one time I met Gabourey Sidibe, she was precious to say the least.
I hate that.
Anyway, no, you said Oprah should have to answer for Tyler Perry's crime.
Yeah, she brought him, like she presented him to the world.
I once tweeted at him, it's still in my drafts, I didn't actually tweet at him, but like when Puerto Rico was completely underwater, I was like, Tyler Perry, I have watched all of your films. Can you please just, you owe the world. Like, we've done this for you. You have billions of dollars. Can you just, like, save Puerto Rico? Can you do something good? Just put some goodness back into the universe after everything you've taken from us?
Yeah, when you get... I mean, I'm sure he gives back,
yeah,
right?
I know. He's very philanthropic, I think.
That's crazy. You get to a point of wealth where you're just like, maybe I'll cure AIDS tomorrow. I feel like that's what Bill Gates is doing.
Yeah. But he's got to pick up the pace. Or is he doing a good job?
He did this thing recently where he's like...
I don't know.
He was presenting some, like, I forget, like, toilet or water purification system that could be used in areas that, you know, don't have that, or don't have water or whatever. And he was doing this big presentation in front of... I don't know, diplomats or something. And he came on stage with a jar of shit and piss.
Bill, you're losing it.
Bill Nye, the shit and piss guy. Have you seen this new Bill Nye clip where he says fuck a bunch?
Yeah, cool. We're all cool. But I didn't watch it. I saw the caption and it was like, Bill Nye yells at lazy millennials. It's like, why?
That's kind of that person's caption.
Okay, because I was like, what? Is he really targeting millennials? Just talk to
everybody.
Well,
he goes like, the world is literally on fucking fire now. He's like, when you were a kid and I taught you about photo fucking synthesis, you know, that was fine, but now it's time to take fucking action because the world's on fucking fire.
I do.
He is talking to millennials, but.
Yeah, but it's because he's like trying to level with us because he raised us. That is there. That does pull up my heartstrings a little bit when he mentions like, hey, I taught you shit when you were a kid. He did. He also looks exactly the same.
Right.
He doesn't look much older because of science.
He sleeps in a
cryo chamber. I said
cryo chamber. I was going to say it, but cut me off.
No, you this were is too where, slow.
I'm going to find you in a pipe.
With Pete Holmes. I'm going
to find you in a pipe with Pete Holmes.
Oh, Catherine used to light up a room every time she walked into it.
Oh, I snuffed that light out.
Practically set on fire. Everybody was so... happy when Catherine walked into a room. Any room that didn't have Catherine in it, we'd be like, fuck this room. There's not enough light. That's what they're going to say on my
This is why I'm never
going to
get murdered, is because I've never lit up a room.
Why are people always murdering people who light up rooms? That's my question.
I'll never die, because when I walk into a room, the lights flicker and then they dim. And then, did it just get cold in here?
Ian?
Oh, Ian's here. Hello.
Ian used to make rooms darker.
Yeah.
He used to say casually racist things, and he was rude.
I would never.
And he was rude to my wife. No, this is just some character on the on your Forensic Files episode.
A chill would go up my spine, and the hairs in the back of my neck would stand on
end. We should make a sketch like that. And it's not like we don't overdo it. We're just like, Ian honestly made me a little uncomfortable. He was awkward at parties, and I didn't never knew what to say to him, and he blinked too much.
Ew, well, I mean, blinking
I'm
too
not
much?
I'm glad he was murdered, but...
He blinked really hard. All right. Do you want
to
end
Wait, I wanted to say something else, and I think it had something to do with Tyler Perry! And now I don't remember.
Tyler Perry used to make these movies at the beginning of his career without Madea that were just like melodramas. So like Diary of an Angry Black Woman, which usually like a woman gets abused and then she gets her revenge.
Yeah.
He brought that over into Madea
Black
movies.
Tarantino.
When does that happen in Tarantino?
A woman gets abused and then she gets her revenge. Think hard.
Oh.
Think
right.
about it.
Django Unchained.
Yes, go on.
Yeah, he really had a hard on for like women. Like there's
women
one where
abused,
where
yeah.
where a woman like pours boiling water on a guy. That was a Madea movie though. It's so funny how he'll take like this slapstick comedy and then marry it with the most horrendous rape shit.
Well, that's his absolute tactlessness, his lack of nuance, which is like the slapstick isn't funny. It's just loud and crazy. It's just erratic behavior on one side, masquerading as some sort of like comic relief. And then... full-blown like you said melodrama and abuse. That shit, that's always a bummer. Like Lifetime does that. They're like, I know what you pigs want.
Yeah,
this woman's gonna get hit and she's gonna cry and then she's gonna like get her life together.
It's weird,
know.
Man, when you take media and you appeal just to what you think a gender wants,
yeah,
it really starts to figure out how people see you in the world. Like men's stuff is like explosions, war, and boobs.
Oh my god, remember?
And then women's stuff is like fucking rape and murder.
Yeah.
And it's, like abuse.
But then like come up in like, you know, like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Yeah.
And makeovers.
But I think that's just for the narrative.
Yeah, I
think
I guess.
Like the real shit that women, like base women, what appeals to them is like fucking weird like rape fantasies and stuff.
Well, yeah. Have you ever seen that movie Sleeping with the Enemy?
Mm-mm.
Julia Roberts in the 90s. She's in her prime and she's married to this complete tyrant who beats the shit out of her all the time. And then she escapes and she like goes and lives in this small town and there's this like hot handyman next door and they catch eyes and he starts coming over and she's like an abused kind of like broken bird that he helps heal. And then the husband comes back out of nowhere. Oh, she thinks he's dead. She like pushes him overboard or something in the beginning and then she escapes and then he comes back out of nowhere and that guy's got to rescue her and she like helps save herself. I don't know. I think there's also a little bit of like knight in shining armor horniness.
Sure.
Involved. That is a fun movie too. I don't know. It's dark and scary and fuck that guy and oh, there's a handsome prince that'll come sweep you away and make you all better and then he's back. Oh no, he's gonna hit her again. Oh no. And then the prince punches the bad guy and now they're gonna fuck and the end. Your face. I wish everyone could see Ian's face watching me describe this. He's like trying
well,
to
you're like just flicking your bean feverishly. brow is covered in sweat and you're licking your lips. Bizarre.
I'm not.
Every time you're like, and then she gets punched and then you just kind of lean into it.
It's bad. Don't punch women, okay? Don't do it.
Don't punch women unless you're going to apologize a bunch afterwards. That's what they like.
Somebody's going to isolate that audio. You can never run for president.
The things I've said. The things I've said.
The things I've done.
Well,
pigs, I hope you feel bad.
Me too.
Hope you feel bad about yourselves.
If you're in San Diego, come out to the Giggle Tits at...
But the yuck.
San Diego Comedy Festival. I don't know. Google it.
The Comedy Palace in San Diego.
9 p.m. Thursday. And if you're in...
Thursday, May 16th? Yes.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
If you're in New York, go to Parkside Comedy Friday at 7 p.m. We will not be there, but people will
please go.
They're performing, and it'll be good.
And the band, we got a full band this time.
Oh, yeah. We got
Michael Benjamin Button on the guitar. He's
Benjamin
one of the best.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah, Michael Benjamin Button, Mia's Face Hammets, and...
Mia Face Ham Tits.
Mia Face Ham Tits, and Matt Schmiri.
Nobody's going to get why that's funny. Is there anything else? Please, fucking five-star review and write a thing and tell your friends. 'Cause
five-star punch somebody.
All right. The end.
Bye.